This is a CKTZ News Update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. For the first time in a long time, there will be a skate jam hosted at the Cortez Island Skate Park in Manson's Landing. I caught up with organizer Lucy Diver to find out what brought on this interesting activity. Hi, Lucy. What is a skate jam?
Basically, it's an open event for everyone, locals and visitors, and we all just get together and people can skate and bike and scooter and roller skate and roller blade all around the park. And we're gonna have hot dogs and drinks by donation, and the proceeds of it will be going to future enhancements for the park. Although we have many ideas, we have nothing that is a concrete plan at this point.
So we, who is we? You are organizing this event with...
Yeah, some friends, some fellow skate friends. I became the quote-unquote skate park manager, or if you want to call it a... whatever you want to call that. Skate park maintenance earlier in the spring. And when I sat down with a good friend of mine, Bubba Christmas, he was really enthusiastic about trying to host some sort of event at the skate park and just bring some life back into it. And I immediately was definitely into that. And he and I and my husband and some of our other friends just started brainstorming little ideas about what we could do. And then we just thought, let's just have a fun afternoon. Barbecue, music, everybody, kids, adults, and just skate around and have fun. Just snowballed like that. Now all of a sudden we're doing it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
This is welcoming all ages, and it is welcoming all self-propelled, wheeled.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, as I said, we say skate jam because it's a skate park, but there's a lot more wheels involved in that. Our friend Ben will be coming here, and he's a very good BMXer. And we have some other professional skateboarders and semi-professional skateboarders that will be coming in and doing some tricks as well. And we'll be giving away, I'm not sure exactly what, but I want to say stickers, t-shirts, hoodies maybe, stuff like that. So all wheels are welcome. We're going to have designated skate times so that it doesn't get too wild and crazy and we can keep it safe at the park. So we'll have maybe three age groups with like little kids, medium kids, and then big kids. That includes adults. And there'll be music. We have Carmana and Aspen King coming to play music for us, some sweet beats of some sort.
I know a lot of people grew up on Cortez that are adults now that use the skate park.
Mm-hmm.
So how long has it actually been since there's been a skate jam on Cortez?
I've been here 16 years and I also don't know of one happening, but I guess it's been around 20 years when the awesome Romney Shipway basically created this with some help from a bunch of other people, friends and more. He and them made it all possible and designed and built the skate park. And then I believe shortly after that, they had the opening type thing and then a skate jam shortly thereafter. And it does get used by lots of people, but it could be used even more, I think, by the community and by visitors. Yeah.
Awesome.
Hello.
Yeah, all ages I see out here at the skate park, and it's outdoors, so it's being utilized year round.
Any dry days. We got approved by the SCCA. They're for sure supporting this in the way that they are happy that the skate park is having this new sort of energy and new positive light drawn toward it. We're just basically just getting a bunch of awesome people together to have a fun afternoon. And also always remember to bring all your pads, helmet, knee, elbow, wrist, whatever you need to be safe. And also bring your own water to this event because we will have drinks by donation, but I'm not selling bottled water because I don't believe in plastic water bottles.
And there is no water source
there,
here.
This is true. There is no water source here. That would be something that could go on our list of things to fundraise for.
So there is a pit toilet here, and I know that there is also a porta potty next door at the Commons land, which is always open and accessible.
That's not even on our list, so I'm going to add that to the list. The top of the list is like lighting for safety, and then there's talk of some additions to the park as well. There's one called the Snake Run, which is really good for beginners and also can be fun for biking on. And then also talk of the space in between the park and the hall parking lot for potentially some other sort of no concrete stuff there, but bike, like a simple bike track. We wouldn't take down any trees or anything like that. It would just be like little small trails or bumps or like a potential very small boardwalk for people to do some bike type stuff. And the other things are more seating, picnic table, upgrade on the picnic table. This one's completely falling apart. And it would be lovely to have some landscaping done around here, but that's lower priority, maybe. The lighting is one of our bigger ones, lighting and seating, because parents like to come. Parents like to come and watch their kids and support them. And I think that's really important for them to be able to do that, and then for the parents to have somewhere to sit.
If this goes well, do you want to do this annually?
We'll have to see. I'm not going to make any commitments at this point. And one thing that is very important to thank the Cortez Island Community Foundation's micro grants for neighbors. I know that's a mouthful. And we got a micro grant through them to make this event possible. So that's a big shout out to them and thank you. And then also Who the Hell Skates. It's a friend of ours from Victoria. It's a friend of a friend who's organizing that side of it. But
is that for the prizes?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's not necessarily prizes, just giveaways, straight up giveaways, because it's not a competition. There's no competition here. It's just having fun. Everybody just getting together and showing off y'all moves.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.